Slacker and Steve on demand.
We want some stories of what movie scarred you.
Scarred. Forever.
Is there any movie that scarred you?
Just one.
Ooh. See, here's the thing. You almost never admit that things have hurt you. So
this one, when I was a kid, the acting was bad. The story was stupid. The special effects were the worst ever.
I'm begging you not to do
the
this.
The story made no sense.
I'm begging you not to
the
do this.
The movie made me read a bunch of crap before we even watched the movie.
I'm asking as nice as I can now not to do this.
And then it's like, and then we have swords in space in this movie. You know, we don't have laser guns and stuff like that. We have swords. Yeah. I'm sorry, it was Star Wars. And it was, I call it the first one, but apparently that's wrong with you, Star Wars. Yes. The music was god-awful, too. Bad.
John Williams, the greatest composer of our time.
Every other movie he touched, brilliance. This one, yawn.
I don't think you're taking this seriously.
What? Yes. It scarred me.
So I was going around on Reddit or somewhere, And we're asking people to jump in on it and say what movie you saw when you were a kid or even as an adult.
It scarred the heck out of you.
And you took this as an opportunity to...
It was the New Hope. Is that what they call the Hope? There was some
it wasn't
sort of,
called the New Hope when it first came out.
That's right, because I always call it the first one, but you always yell at me. No, it's the ninth one.
I never yell at you. It's the fourth.
The 12th trilogy.
It's the fourth in the series.
So the first one was the fourth. So that was called the Hope
It was just
Begins.
Called Star Wars. And no, now it's Hope called Begin. Star Wars A New Hope.
Yeah, The New Hope Begins.
And there's no begin.
Well, there's always a new. You always put the word begin in all the titles of the damn movie.
No, they don't. There's no begin in what type? There's no.
Give me another title of them.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. Star Wars.
The New Beginning. The Old Beginning.
There's no new beginning.
The Middle Beginning. The Middle. Anyway,
you're actually being funny enough that I don't want to kill you right now. And that's disconcerting.
Still scarred.
You're still
over
being
here.
A total D. What's more like it is like I was scarred watching Nightmare on Elm Street.
The movie?
Yes.
Which part?
Because it was about dreaming and it just made you scared to go to bed because you weren't necessarily actually getting attacked like out here, like you'd get attacked in your dream and then
okay. No. I'm not dumping on it. I'm actually sympathizing. Because, you don't want to go to sleep then.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So that scar, that did scar
me. Yeah. And it's one of those things. And I've told this story before. The movie Saw, and by the way, they don't have to be horror movies.
Right.
But like the movie Saw scarred my kid because I was watching it and didn't realize he was looking down from the loft area. He was like, I had a little nightmare. And then he came and stood there and I finally turned around and he was just, it's that look of like gripped in fear, but can't move.
Right.
It's like, he's just watching these horrific things happen on the screen. And
that would scar for
it was a huge screen. Let me ask you again, they don't all have to be horror,
right?
But did you watch The Exorcist when you were young?
I did. Yes.
And nothing.
I liked when her head twist or something with her head or she spun
when
around.
Her head spun all the way around?
Yeah, because I'd never seen that before. And I think I cheered. I wasn't really scared. I think I was like, yes!
Do you think anybody's going to play along or are they all going to be little Steves?
No,
going to be like, because we're looking for people to call and say and share an emotional moment and say.
Yeah, I did. I was scarred by your Star Wars.
How did it scar you, Steve? What did it do to you?
It just ruined me on film. The cinema. I used to enjoy the cinema. Then I went to that.
And then, my God, I had to read. Didn't know I was going to have to read.
At the beginning. It's the only movie I've ever walked out of. That's how scarred.
The way I know you're lying is because you know plot twists that happen towards the end and stuff. You're like, you've said, Steve, over the years, anybody who's listened to our show long enough, you'll talk about Jar Jar Binks and you'll talk about different things that are in different movies.
Yep.
So we know you've watched them all and you're just trying to be.
I hear you guys talk. Like you were saying your favorite is Jar Jar.
Steve. Yeah. No.
He's the most intriguing character.
You know that I hate him. And so you're.
I swear I heard you say. Is this scarring you? Just me talking about your favorite movie is scarring.
Are you still talking?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Swords in space.
They're lightsabers!
Swords.
Would you be willing to call and tell us the movies that scarred you to save this whole thing? We want to hear what scarred you and not what scarred Steve artificially, but what movie actually effed your brain up when you were young or whenever you saw it, it screwed your brain up in some way. Some other people said, Stand By Me.
Stand By what? That's a benevolent movie. That's a nice move. Stephen King.
Benevolent?
Or is it malevolent? I always get him screwed up.
Maleficent.
That. So it's a nice
No,
movie.
That's actually a Disney character.
Oh, dang
I was
it.
Just testing you.
Dang it. It's a.
They got scarred by the dead body in it. It freaked
him out.
You can't
see the dead. We can't see Ray Bowers.
I thought you could see it a little bit.
You can see a shoe.
I thought you saw him. You didn't see him?
You got in the book, he got knocked out of his shoe. So then the movie, they showed a shoe. You don't see his face.
They never show you?
Ray Bowers? No.
The fact that you've said his name three times.
Yeah.
Man.
That was the guy, that kid that got killed. Yep.
My Girl was another answer.
The song?
People being the movie.
What was that one?
That was one with the Home Alone kid. Macaulay Culkin.
Oh.
And the little cute girl, and they were friends, and then he went running into the woods or whatever.
That's a beautiful, nice movie, right?
Yeah, and then he gets stung by like 10,000 bees and dies.
Oh, it's that. I didn't know that. So yeah. It's the bees?
Oh, my God. Here comes the people texting going, way to ruin the movie for me! You guys gotta say spoiler alert before you do crap like that!
Isn't that movie like 40 years
yeah,
old?
Yeah, I know. Okay. But there, you know how many people there are out there just sitting around waiting to be mad about something?
That's
hey,
true.
By the way, he's dead the whole time in Sixth Sense. I don't care.
I thought he died by bee stings.
You know
and
you've
that
done?
Too much.
You've made me. I'm not even gonna have fun doing this now. I was like looking forward to talking to people about their scarring experiences, and now I'm just like
you're just bitter and angry.
The following characters died in the Avengers Infinity War movie.
Should we just sit here?
Let's just do spoilers from this moment forward.
Because your favorite movie, you spoiled it kind of for me because I didn't know that he died.
Which one?
Bradley Cooper in your movie.
Oh,
he
yeah,
dies.
It's like the third sequel. It's the third time the movie's been remade. If you didn't know that
I didn't.
The main character in a Star Wars born. There's something there.
I hope not.
There is definitely something there.
Oh, God.
Let's see. Let's spoil another movie while we're waiting for people to...
Okay. What else? How does that... Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What's a new movie? Oh, Freddie Mercury doesn't make it through the... I haven't even seen that movie, but we all know he does.
I just saw that last night for the first time.
Does he die in the movie or no? They only take you up to while they... You know they're doing a sequel? They want to do a sequel?
To the one I just watched?
To Bohemian Rhapsody,
yeah. There's nothing left to do.
I don't know. They said they were talking about picking it up at Wembley or something and going from there.
All he does is die after that.
No, I think there's still some stuff. I don't know. Maybe they'll just take it slow.
Okay. I think I got my fill of...
So we want the movies that scarred you. Oh, I got another spoiler.
Okay.
The ship sinks in Titanic. Boom!
Yeah, okay, all right.
Didn't see that one coming, did you? Idiots!
You're taking explicit pleasure.
I am. You have made me so mad by starting off our fun little thing about movies that scarred you.
That way it did.
And then it did. There's plenty of other movies. We can list some more off, but we'd rather talk to you.
Yeah,
is there a movie that scarred you in some way? This is where we want to talk to you. Laura?
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
The Truman Show.
What?
Which part of that one?
I look for cameras everywhere. I'll be in an elevator and I look camera there.
Yeah, I see that.
I get what you're saying, but it kind of did the opposite for me. Instead of scarring me, I started actually, I spent a good 3 months living my life as if I was.
Oh, you were
between
constantly.
That and Ed TV, both those, that's
yes.
When everybody was kind of doing those movies about,
yes.
What it would be like if you were on TV 24/7. Yeah, no, I liked it. So do you still do it? Do you still look for the
yes.
Invisible? You do?
Like scary movies, they scared me a little bit, whatever. This one's for real all the time. I'll look in mirrors. I'm like, maybe there's a camera back there.
Especially if you're a woman, you always have to think
of
that.
Oh, yeah, there could be cameras almost anywhere
right?
For you.
Yeah.
I know.
I never thought about that.
Yeah.
That's a weird one, but thank you for being honest with us, Laura.
Whatever, I was honest with mine.
DJ.
Yeah.
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
The Land Before Time, the first one, the kids' dinosaurs movie, and the main character, his mom dies, and it wrecked me as a kid.
It's
like ruined my little heart.
But every Disney movie of that time, the mom is dead. It's a weird thing, but if you think about it, Bambi, mom's dead. Like, it's all these princes raising. Like, mom's dead in almost every Disney movie.
Wow.
It wasn't until Toy Story where you're like,
oh, there's a mom.
There's finally no dad.
Yes.
But he's alone in that one. He's completely by himself. It's heartbreaking.
No, I get it. So then you hugged your mom and said, please never leave me, mom. I'm your little dinosaur. Thank you for the call. Cole.
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
Jeepers Creepers.
I have to be honest. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I haven't seen
it.
I
missed that one. What is it?
It's basically this creature comes back every, I think it's like 30 years, and he gets to feed for 30 days.
Oh,
so it's like
wow.
The Purge, except for a monster. He gets to come up every 30 years and just eat whatever he wants. So
basically, yes.
So then why it scarred you? You're waiting for that 30-year period? Are you like watching the forecast? What? Who tells you when he's coming?
Oh, no. I was born and raised on a farm in Oklahoma.
Okay.
One of the main scenes in the movie is where he's inside of a chicken coop and all the chickens are freaking out, and that's how you know he's there.
Okay. You're used to
wow.
That.
So if he eats your arm, he gets your arm. It grows a part of him.
Oh, wow. That's nuts.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared.
So anytime you're in the chicken pen, they start making a little noise. You're like, I'm out of here!
Oh, my God. Get the hell out of Dodge.
Wow.
That's cool.
I can see that. Thank you for the call, Cole. Michaela.
Yes.
What movie scarred you?
So I was really into big, like, horror movies when I was younger. Like, The Ring was my favorite movie. But Chucky scared the living crap out of me, so I could never look at a doll the same.
You like The Ring, and you're afraid of Chucky?
Yes.
That's because that chick in The Ring scares me because she's just, her hair is just always in, and she's just nondescript and just scared and like, ah, like she just, yeah, and like, oh, no.
I used to mimic the sound when I was really little, and my mom would walk downstairs as I was watching and be like, what are you doing?
How old were you when she let you watch Chucky stuff?
I was like 6 or 7.
Wow. Okay.
So that's just bad parenting is what that is. Thank you for the call, Michaela. Celeste.
Yes.
What movie scarred you?
E.T.
Oh, the weird finger. I know. That's just creepy.
It was a little
creepy.
I was 3 when it came out. My parents took me to the theater. And when he died, I couldn't handle it, and they had to take me out, and I was like a teenager before I could handle watching it again.
He died? I thought he went back into space.
He did. He only died for a little bit, and then his ship brought him back to life.
They couldn't convince me that he came back to life.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, real good idea bringing a child into an alien abduction flick. I think a lot of these we are finding out it's just bad parenting is what
you put it down.
Thank you, Celeste. What? Angela.
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
Red Dawn, of all movies.
That's Slacker's favorite movie.
And I wasn't supposed to watch it on HBO, and my parents weren't around, and I watched it anyway. And then I was just expecting the commies to come and, like, you know.
Oh, you're constantly looking for commies to, like, bust down your middle school door?
No, I thought we were all going to have to hide in the mountains. Like, I was terrified.
Hang out with C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, God. You know, that's a bad, that cast was like, not great. But that's why I bought a Toyota truck, because I'm ready. I am ready to put a machine gun turret on the back of my truck.
Just like
and go whack
a third
some
world army. Yes.
That's what I'm doing. Thank you, Angela. You're going to come beating down my door in your stupid little Audi S5 going, can I take some commies out? I'm gonna be like, nope. Brandon.
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
Marley and Me.
Oh, which one? Which part?
Which one?
Oh, where he died.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yes, if you didn't know.
I saw the movie when I was like 15, 16 maybe. I thought I was tough. I cried to the point of like soaking my hoodie in that movie theater.
Yeah, I know.
I can hardly hear Bob Marley without getting choked up.
I get it. I haven't seen it for that exact reason because it's like.
You'd soak your hoodie too, Soccer.
I would definitely. Hey, Brandon, meet me at my house, man. We're going to soak some hoodies
Bring
later.
Your hoodie.
Bring your hoodie. Yeah. It's the new Netflix and chill. Hey, you want to come soak some hoodies? That sounds dirtier than
it's
I wanted it to.
Time, yes.
Lauren?
Yay.
What movie scarred you?
Coneheads. I have no idea why, but it would give me nightmares. It would make me cry. It was awful.
The Coneheads?
Because they don't have a butt crack.
What? Oh,
that was one of the big things.
Right, yeah,
I remember seeing that. I was actually scarred. It's like, where is their butt crack? Slacker and Steve.